Yes, sir, you certainly may.
My name is Walter Green from Harrisonburg.
I want to apologize, I just had an operation, so understand me.
We can understand you very, if you can understand me, I can certainly understand you, sir. Just make sure, Mr. Green, that you sign the, and you may have already done that. Thank you. And of course, you'll have 15 minutes, and you have, I guess, the pleasant experience of not having anyone to rebut anything that you're going to be telling us. So you may proceed, sir.
My client, Mr. Stanger, who's sitting in the back, is the appellate in this case, and he is the grandfather of Jacobo Zachariah Adrian. Such services filed an abusive neglect petition, took the children in probably 2012. We appealed that to the circuit court, and the circuit court, well, prior to that, the juvenile domestic relations court, I can remember walking out, and the judge said basically that, Mr. Stanger, if you didn't have these barrier crimes, you would have custody at this point in time. We went to the circuit court, and the circuit court did apply Lynchburg ostensibly, but raised an issue that stated that, it is unclear from Lynchburg, it's Lynchburg versus Cook, whether Mr. Stanger's conviction for a barrier crime versus Virginia Code 62.2-1719 is necessary to prohibit the court from granting custody to Mr. Stanger.
Counsel, let me ask you a question, sir. You've got four assignments of error that you have alleged from the circuit court. Where were they preserved?
They were preserved. It was a letter of opinion. So the only way that I could preserve them was filing the objections after we received the letter of opinion.
The only thing that I saw from reviewing the record was a general objection in the final order to without any specific page numbers. Was there something else that you filed in the appendix?
There was a list of objections that were filed noting those four objections.
Okay, with page numbers on the transcript?
Indeed, I do not know what that is, but it was filed right after we received the letter.
Is that included in the appendix then, sir?
I'm sure it is.
Okay, you don't have that with you right now. You're
I
not.
Don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
But it was a letter of opinion, so we noted our objections after we received the letter of opinion.
Well, there was a letter of opinion, and then there was a final order which incorporated the letter of opinion, and at the bottom of that final order, it was signed, seen, and objected to. Is that what you are alluding to?
I believe that we noted the objections, and I did not know that was going to be an issue. I would have had that in front of me.
Okay. I just note in your assignment of error, you've written preserved an objection to letter ruling dated December 11th, 2014. And there was something other than your signature is seen and objected to, is it?
Yes. There was a list of objections. I did not know that was an issue.
Okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Green, turning back to your discussion from the letter of opinion, assuming it is properly before us, it strikes me that you stopped after the first sentence of the paragraph but didn't continue reading the rest of it, where the circuit court makes clear its opinion that barrier crimes would not prevent it from awarding custody to Mr. Stanger. And in fact explicitly says, that's not why I'm doing this. I've considered that as part of the four-factor Lynchburg test, but I do not find that the General Assembly entered a per se bar with the barrier crimes language. So to agree with you on assignment of error four, we have to find that the trial court not only did something that you contend is error, but wasn't truthful in its letter opinion when it says it specifically did not do what you allege it did.
All right, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that the letter opinion did have the language that I read to you.
Well, right, and in the same paragraph, the court says, the court rejects the position of social services that, quote, petitioner's convictions in 2010 constitutes a barrier crime prohibiting placement of the boys with him by this court.
Right.
Although it certainly creates a barrier to social services placing the boys with him. Having made the findings as fact set forth above, the convictions are among the many factors considered when conducting the above set forth analysis. So the circuit court has expressly said that it did not deny him custody solely because of, quote, a barrier crime. It did not do that.
Right. But
and so you don't have, you have chosen as a burden on yourself. We have to believe that the circuit court's not telling the truth about what it did.
No. I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm trying to say that when the circuit court said it's unclear from Lynchburg whether Mr. Stanger's conviction for a barrier crime, what I'm trying to say is there had to be some question in the court's mind.
But then it resolves the question and says it resolves the question in your client's favor. It rejects the argument made by the other side and says, but he still loses. You agree that Lynchburg doesn't say anything about barrier crimes.
Agreed.
And so the first statement that Lynchburg, Lynchburg doesn't answer that question. The trial court then answers the question in your client's favor. How is that error?
Well, the fact that it says that it is unclear bothered me to the point where it made me feel like that he did consider these barrier crimes for some 6 years old, even if it was in the body of the opinion. Even if he said the barrier crimes would be considered in the body of the Lynchburg analysis, which I believe is what you're saying, then the barrier crimes were in fact considered.
Well, set aside whether they're barrier crimes or not. In the Lynchburg analysis, a court is certainly entitled to take into account whether the prospective parent or prospective adoptive parent has committed felonies, barrier crime or not, correct?
Right.
Well, so that's what the circuit court says it did. What's wrong with that?
Well, in the analysis from the juvenile court to the circuit court, it's our belief that there was too much emphasis on these barrier crimes, and in fact, the barrier crimes were mentioned in the opinion and were the reason he was denied in the juvenile court.
That's not before us, and the circuit court says that's not the reason he was denied here.
I understand. The only problem that I had with it was that he had a question, and it seems to me that that would be something for this court to resolve. He flatly says it's unclear, and yeah, he does hold that he's not going to adjudicate that based on the barrier crimes, but it is unclear. And this court is the only place I know to clarify whether or not barrier crimes under 1719 would affect the analysis under Lynchburg. I don't think anybody has ever flatly said one way or the other. So, and they continually reference barrier crimes. It's not a felony. It's not an adjudication. They say barrier crimes throughout this whole process. So, I think the only place I could go to get that barrier crime, whether or not in fact does or should not, go to the merits of Lynchburg is this court. In other words, his express belief that is unclear The only place I could go to clarify that would be this court. That's really all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Green.